On FM, online, and on the station app, this is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg reaches a high of 27 this afternoon, Pretoria and Polokwane 29. We start in the US, where New York City made history yesterday, inaugurating its first Muslim mayor. Zoran Mamdani was inaugurated shortly after midnight by New York State Attorney General Letitia James in a decommissioned subway station, and later in the day during a public ceremony on the steps of City Hall by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
Please repeat after me. I, Zoran Kwame Mamdani,
I, Zoran Kwame Mamdani,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the State of New York,
the Constitution of the State of New York,
and the Charter of the City of New York,
and the Charter of the City of New York.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Back in South Africa, and President Cyril Ramaphosa has assured South Africans that the recommendations of the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry will be fully implemented. Ramaphosa established the commission to investigate criminality, political interference, and corruption in the criminal justice system in July of last year. In his New Year's message, the president stated that the commission's recommendations will help restore faith in the integrity of the police.
We are determined to continue to take decisive steps to clean up our law enforcement agencies. The recommendations of the Madlanga Commission will be implemented to enhance the reforms that are needed to reposition our police service and other law enforcement agencies.
Health departments in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape and the Western Cape recorded the first births of 2026. Gauteng welcomed more than 196 babies on the first day of this year, including two sets of twins. KZN recorded over 144 new babies. The Eastern Cape celebrated the birth of around 102 babies. And the Western Cape welcomed 28 babies born in public health facilities across the province. To KwaZulu-Natal, where police have launched a manhunt for four suspects who killed four family members in Dweshule in Port Shepstone on Wednesday evening. According to police spokesperson Paul Makwaza, the attack unfolded when armed suspects forced their way into a rondavel occupied by a woman and her fiancé.
The suspects then instructed her to show them where the other family members were sleeping, which she did. When the suspects got to the main house, they shot and killed the mother and her two daughters, who were aged between 31 and 67 years old. The suspects then fled the scene, taking with them two cell phones.
And finally, in football news, the Africa Cup of Nations round of 16 fixtures have been confirmed, with South Africa facing five-time champions Cameroon in Rabat on Sunday evening. The clash pits Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Broos against the side he led to the title in 2017. Also on Sunday, hosts Morocco, seeking a first continental title in 50 years, will face Tanzania. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elish. More news follows at 9.
I gotta say, Bernie Sanders, every time I hear a clip of Bernie Sanders, he sounds like he could have voiced an animated character.
Oh, 100%.
Like Simpsons or something along that, like one of the most iconic animated character voices every time I hear Bernie.
Definitely.
But I don't know if I would have been too happy. Being inaugurated after midnight in an abandoned subway station, like, guys, can we stick to office hours here, please? Can we stick to? Imagine they say to you, "Listen, we're gonna let you do your first news bulletin, but it's gonna be at an abandoned train station at 2 a.m. All right, it's 8:00. Thank you so much. More news coming your way at 9. I've got a traffic update in the next 20.